Welcome to another episode of No Player Connected. We're going off the deep end. Axe, you're supposed to laugh at that joke.
Oh, it's my bad. I thought I was just shut up. I thought I should just shut up right now.
No,
like,
not
he's doing
yet.
His intro. Don't mess him up.
It's a pool joke. It's a
insert laughter here.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But we're here with Axie McX stuff. Famous game developer, streamer.
So famous. Actually, I'm so famous you probably haven't heard of me.
Yeah, he's pretty underground. Axie, how are you doing today?
I'm pretty awesome. I'm excited to be doing another one of these.
Nice. It's good to have you back, too. So the feeling is mutual. Axie, what the hell are we talking about today? Why are we talking about pools?
Oh, can we actually do this in under a minute? Did we get to it?
I don't know. But every time we call attention to it, I feel like it goes. The minute mark slips by. What is pools? Quick.
Pools is it's like a first person liminal, space. Oh God, I'm fucking this up. It's a first person liminal space exploration type game slash. Most people would qualify it as a walking sim. Let's be honest.
Yeah, they would.
And it pretty much is. But also it's in the horror realm, like definitely dips its toes. Actually, I'd say it dips its legs into the horror realm.
Another pool joke, perhaps?
Yeah!
Alright. Yeah, it's a weird, like, you just kind of exist in a space and walk around, and there's no ghoulies chasing you, there's no objective, really, except for reach the end of the... What, 5 or 6 chapters that exist?
I think it was 6, yeah.
Yeah. Very weird game. I don't know. I'm not well-versed in the quote-unquote walking sim genre, so I'm not an expert here. But for me, it was a unique experience.
It was for me, too. And I've only done a few prior. I know I played Dear Esther, like, years ago. I'm trying to think what else I played. Like, can you think of any other ones that you actually mess with?
Like I said, I play running simulator. Like, I think Outlast is probably the closest I've gotten to this, where it's usually you're going a little bit faster down hallways and hiding from things. Yeah, I legit don't think I've played a game like this before. I know they're out there, but for me, usually the premise of just walking, turns me off, so... This was kind of...
That's totally fair.
Yeah. I saw the screenshots of this game, though, and I was like, oh, shit, I want to check this out.
I do think this one had a little bit of a unique approach, just because, well, first of all, it's in that whole liminal space that gets talked about a lot online. But it doesn't explain anything, I feel. I mean, I guess there's, like, little hints here and there, but in a lot of other walking simulators, you're kind of like... Oh, I'm going back somewhere to, like, meet my family, or I'm in Firewatch, and I'm, like, you know, protecting the forest or whatever. In this one, you're just like, I don't really know, but my brain is, like, spinning and trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Who would you say this game would be targeted towards? Who are the people you want to throw this game at? Because I tried to recommend this to Emma, and then I stopped myself, and I was like, I don't know if she'd give a rat's ass about this game. Like, honestly, when I try to pitch something and I just tell them you will walk through pools sometimes.
Yeah, I struggle with that too, because a lot of people are just like, okay. Because a lot of people, the first thing they ask is, what's the point of this game or what's your objective? And when your answer is just like, yeah, a lot of people, I think, like, turn off completely if they're not in that sort of, like, I just want to have an experience kind of mindset with a video game.
I feel like a snob. I feel like I have my head up my own ass if I bill it as an experience. But, like, for $10, you can walk through some very weird, I would say almost dreamlike. Oh, it is dreamlike. Definitely in the later levels, too. Dreamlike space. Mm-hmm. And it's weird to go through the areas that you're going through and have full control. Because I think it does, like, almost operate on dream logic. The imagery that you see, the scale of some of the rooms that you're in. And usually when you see shit like that in video games, it's like, oh, a giant spaceship, you're in a giant dungeon or a castle. And this, it's just like, you're in a big-ass room with a big-ass pool, maybe some big statues or something, but it's... a very cool experience.
Yeah, and you never know. Well, the whole time I was playing, I was constantly asking who was this created for and who created it, if it was indeed created at all, or did this just somehow fall wholesale like into existence with no specific idea in mind, you know? Just
fell out of the sky.
Yeah, although I will say there is one part later, which we can get to, that sort of pointed towards it was created, but we can get to that later if you remember what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the credits, yeah.
Wow, okay. All right, everybody.
Good night, everyone. I mean, to answer the who's it made by, I clicked on the menu buttons initially because I don't think they even have text next to them. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, and I didn't know what the hell to click on it first.
Yeah, the first one was credits, and I saw some names, and I have limited exposure to Finnish people. But I was like, I think Finns made this. And then, spoiler alert, first spoiler, right now, people who need to go play pools and don't want it spoiled, right here, stop.
Get out, go in the pool.
Yeah,
go in the pool.
Yeah, hop in, grab your floaties, grab your water wings. There were saunas featured prominently in one of the levels, or maybe a couple levels, and I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. If Finnish people made this, they would want to throw saunas in here, so...
Also, Finnish people, Finns, water, you know,
oh,
it makes sense.
Oh my god, holy shit, you cracked this wide open. Oh, the Finnish fish people conspiracy is being revealed right now, and it's all supported by Big Sauna. This game is just meant to subsidize their efforts.
This is the first platform we're going to use to get the word out.
Yeah. All right, what is this game trying to do, though? What's the... We're just going to dive in. What do you think the message is?
Another pun.
Yeah, shit.
We are... wait, so as we're having this conversation and accidentally punning all of this, I'm like, is all of existence leading to the pools? Have we all been skirting around this with our language for our whole lives and not realizing it?
Yeah,
we're all in the
so.
Pools in our mind palaces.
Yeah, the human language is all full of pool puns, and we're just waiting to unlock it.
We're just waiting?
Oh, wait. My God.
See? What is happening? Okay. I think the game is just... God, that's a good question. I mean, clearly it's trying to make you unsettled in some parts. I think that's... I'll bravely state that, at least. But I think it's trying to make you think a little bit, just in that, like, what can be ugly and beautiful at the same time, or maybe just scary and beautiful. Because I think there's some really cool, like, rooms. Like, some of the designs and the lighting that they use is... really nice. Like, I thought there were some beautiful moments.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you feel that way?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I almost never do this, but I was taking screenshots and I was like, I think I might use this as like desktop wallpaper because it's gorgeous. I almost regret reading a review that said that there wasn't anything chasing you in this game because I feel like I would have been more on edge, like infinitely more on edge if I had known that. But I don't know if I would have gotten the game had I known there was something lurking around. So
you think it was just another, like, sort of, how do I describe it? Like, what fits into the whole, like, horror streamer clickbaity type thing?
There would have been a long spindly demon thing that chases you around and stomps really loud and maybe breathes heavily so you can tell where it is in these liminal spaces. I think that would have made me more nervous and scared, but it would have completely tarnished the game for me. I think this is something that, like, you should soak in. And I think you even... Okay, yeah, that was another water pun. You mentioned when I was streaming this the other day that you can just sit down, like, at one of the chairs in the game and just take a breather. And it's a weird little touch, but I think it helps the player, like, get into the mind space and take it all in.
Yeah, because every time you do it, and there's chairs scattered, like, all around the levels.
Yeah.
And every time you do it, your character in the game actually takes in, like, a big breath and, like, sighs, like, just lets everything out. Yeah. And that happens every time, but I was like, that's kind of cool. Like, I don't know if you're just like, you're decompressing or you're taking it all in, like you said. It was a neat touch. It was really small, but I appreciated it.
Yeah. Maybe your character's just, or maybe they put that in there because they figured most players will just be sprinting nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to walk here and there, but yeah, a little bit of sprinting.
Yeah, you were streaming it too, to be fair, so it makes sense to go a little faster for the audience.
Yeah.
I wasn't streaming it, so I kind of walked around. I think I took about 3 hours to play it, but I think you took about two.
Yeah, and I thought I was still taking my time because I ran into some technical difficulties. I did some funny gags. You know, I'm a funny mm-hmm. guy, so. But there was definitely, I even got lost a couple times. I don't know how often you got lost. I was really getting worried, too. I was like, shit, is this the horror? Like, I can't find my way around this place.
I did too. There's one section where there's multiple sets of stairs, and they're like next to each other, kind of. And you can go from one set of stairs to the other, and they both go up and down, and it feels like forever. And I was just like, I don't know where I am.
Yeah,
very M.C. Escher-esque. Actually, there was a literal M.C. Escher part.
Yeah,
where you're actually changing your orientation on like which floor you're on as you go down ramps and stuff. So you would see little, like, doors and windows in the walls, and then you'd be walking on them later.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. Because, yeah, there's a moment where you look up and you see all the different, basically, M.C. Escher painting, like you said. And I remember thinking, like, oh, that's pretty cool. And I think I made, like, a Berserk reference because I'm stupid. And I just thought it would be some shit in the background. But, yeah, later on, I think the first instance of gravity changing is, like, just a ramp. And it's fun because you're like, oh, they're gonna do that. You're mm-hmm. you're going to be able to walk on walls and stuff in this already dreamlike structure that you're in or place. So, yeah.
Yeah, I did love that part.
But what does it all mean?
I was gonna say, sticking on that whole, what is he trying to do? I don't know if they're trying to like harken back to some like the pool amusement park areas that you might enjoy as a kid and maybe also freak you out a little bit from that perspective. I really don't know. I want to interview these guys. These Finns.
Well, I think pools are a popular like liminal space topic or like imagery because it's a public space that's easily visible. It's usually outside or in a big area indoors, but it has clear periods of like inactivity. And so it's something that you can easily imagine being empty, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense. I don't know. I get hung up on the whole definition of what liminal is or whatever and what does it mean. But I think that, yeah, a lot of people have fond memories of pools. I mean, they can still kill you, and I mean that. I'm gonna talk about that later. But like, they're an interesting thing because yeah, they can. I mean, if a pool is deeper than what, like your fucking ankle or something, you can still drown in that.
Absolutely,
but it can also be a nice little treat to wade through it and have a nice
go off on a whole tangent about human beings' relationship with water and how we evolved out of it, but now we're kind of scared of it.
Well, I mean, okay, so
that would take all day.
Now can I pester you about what you think the game was about?
Oh, I thought did I not say?
Well, you said like, oh, like they're using pools to like harken back to like people's nostalgia and childhood. But do you think like that was the message of the game? Do you think there's a message buried here, or do you think it's literally just like a, hey, people will like this and be weirded out by it, that's the end?
I did not receive a message if one was trying to be given to me. I'll say that.
I did not answer the call.
Nope.
See,
and I'm okay with that because I don't think art needs to always have a message. But go ahead.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's an okay answer, but actually, you're wrong. Because the message was... While I was playing it, I was... I don't know. I was trying to wax poetic and see some kind of deeper meaning. because I don't know. And when I went into the game again to record audio, I started to think maybe it was supposed to roughly mimic, like, your life. Like, you drop out of a, you drop out of a hole, you know?
Some of all
us,
right.
Yeah,
right.
Some of us, that's where we came from. And then, like, things are pretty bright and, like, chill. There's a shallow area where you can't really get into too much trouble. And then, like, as you go on, there's all these different, like, pitfalls you can fall into. Some of the areas get really dark should you choose to go there. And I just kind of, like, felt like, oh, yeah, these are, like, maybe this is supposed to reflect, like, your life. Like, the slides are the whimsical fun times. And other times you're getting, like, you have to go through the dark or you're going to hear spooky shit. And then by the end, okay, like, I know this is kind of dark, but, like, you're seeing some disturbing imagery. There's a lot more areas where you just can fall into pits. There's areas where you don't think you can, like, really escape, or it's getting, like, easier and easier to get lost. And so it just seemed like it was getting darker and more dangerous as you go through, and it's more likely you're just going to die. Not that this game punishes you too horribly because you rewind, but...
Yeah.
That's kind of how I felt going through it. I thought it was maybe just a, and that doesn't sound too complicated, like, oh, it's a metaphor for life, like,
I mean, honestly, you might be onto something. I guess I didn't think about that, because I think in a way that interpretation works for so many things that I guess it, I almost, like, don't go there, because I'm like, oh, I'm just saying it's a metaphor for life again, and I feel like I say it too much already. So,
yeah.
This time I tried not to, but you know what? Fuck, it's hard to argue with that.
And I guess.
Well, I'm trying to think of some of the parts. Okay, wait. What about okay. So towards the end, there's a part where there's a big chessboard.
Yeah.
And you see, there's two big creepy visages. There's, like, a white and a black one, and they're controlling all the pieces.
Yeah.
And you can see, like, the little dudes on the board, like, look visibly upset. Because some of them are, like, holding their head in their hands. They're like, oh, God. And come to think of it, I don't even know if the players themselves look like they were, like, really enjoying it. Because one was the Wojak face that you did.
Yeah. Yeah. They both look... I can't remember what the other one looks like because it's, like, obsidian. Like, it's very hard to see and it's a dark room. But the white one looks, not too happy.
Yeah, he almost looks, like, horrified at what he's doing, even though he's... manipulating the pieces?
Yeah.
Like, is that, I don't know, does that tie into the whole, like, life thing? You're like, oh, I've done all these things in my life and I don't even feel good about some of them, but I had to do them because I had to survive. I genuinely don't know, but now I'm kind of thinking about that.
Yeah, I honestly, that part, I don't know either. I mean, I also was wondering, like, oh, like, is this the part where, like, I'm already dead? Like, am I seeing some kind of weird take on the afterlife? Or is this, like, greater awareness of, like, how people are treated in the world? I don't know. The bit that made me think it might be about life was actually the fact that you can be pretty safe and, like, stay out of a lot of these pools. And just, you know, walk on some nice tile flooring. But
yeah, you can definitely do a no-death run.
Yeah.
Pretty easily, I think.
but at any point, there's just, like, something that's perfectly innocuous next to you that, like, could kill you easily. And I was like, oh, I guess that is kind of like life. Like, all right, I'm right next to my window right now, Axie. I could just jump out of it. I'm not going to. But, like, we're surrounded every day by shit that seems pretty normal, but it can end you pretty quickly.
Are you in the first or second floor?
Oh, second floor. I'd probably still survive because I'm kind of indestructible, but...
True.
Yeah, but still, it was just something that got me thinking. Because I was like, oh, this is, like, all this stuff is really pretty, but technically, I walk too far in some of these pools because the player character can't fucking swim in a game called Pool.
Yeah.
Kind of struck me as odd, a little
really
weird.
Messed up there.
Yeah.
Like, who would choose to go there? Because it seems like at the beginning, like, they almost chose to go down that initial ladder, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, maybe, because you hear them going down the rungs, but then you're on the ground, like you kind of fell. I don't know.
Of course, I guess we don't know what was happening to them before that. Maybe they had to go down for some reason.
Yeah, and I don't know if there's, like, some story beats that I missed, because there's... I ran into at least one part where if you look at... I don't know if you did this. There's that huge, like, void with a, like, little swing in front of it.
I remember that.
If you look at that void, your camera, like, zooms in a little bit, and it gets, like, a grainy effect. And I don't know...
That's right.
I don't know if there were, like, other parts that were like that, and, like, maybe there's a story to stitch together from there. I did also find a very funny duck that kind of looked like a person. It was like a rubber duck that had been like stretched out to look like a guy, and I got an achievement for seeing it. So
I didn't see that. I saw the regular rubber duck. I gotta go back and find that now.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'll just watch your stream, I guess.
Yeah, so there's stuff in there that like some people will see that other people won't, and I'm wondering if like I missed something, and if there is what, like, I could totally be wrong about my interpretation of the game, and maybe it's about some other shit, memories or pools, or, you know, I don't know. I'm just spitballing.
It's actually about the
ideas,
like, economic situation in like the Balkans or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If I asked you to point out Finland on a map, would you be able to find it?
It's near Sweden, right?
Oh yeah, it's like, yeah, it's right next to it.
Okay, then. Yes, I should be able to. Actually, I might mix those two up, but I think I would. Yeah, I think I would be. I have a 50% shot.
He's cracked. Nice.
Yeah. Better than the average American geographical.
Oh my
explorer.
God, dude! One of my students asked me, like, because I do this thing with them where I spin the globe that I have on my desk, and then I put my finger on it to stop it, and I show them, like, you know, where a place is. And one of the kids was like, how do you know where that is? And I was like, because my finger landed on it. I have the globe. I can just look at it. So,
he's the magic man.
Yeah, holy shit. So this is a PSA for everybody. Learn some geography. Do some learning. You never know when a cool country is going to spit out an even cooler video game. And then
100%.
And then you'll have to know where it came from.
You'll have to, because, yeah. Well, you don't want to know what happens if you don't know.
Yeah, we can't even say that on this episode. I'll get delisted. So, oh God, this could be a contentious topic, Axie. I don't know how much you want to fight about this one. Do we consider this game full of liminal space, or is it just the pop interpretation of what liminal means?
All right, so, I mean, I guess this will come down to what we think the actual definition is. My understanding is that liminal is like the spaces that exist between the meaningful spaces where like the main activities occur. So hallways, I guess like train stations, any like connecting areas, bridges maybe.
Okay.
Any like connective tissue between other architectural structures that's like, we're not really going to do things here, but people are going to walk through here all the time to get to the other parts. That's my understanding of it.
I think that's basically my understanding of it as well.
So it definitely has that, because you've got, you know, you have all these rooms and you're like, what would I reasonably do here for the most part? Although, I mean, obviously there's some rooms where you're like, okay, well, big slides, we would go down slides because we, you know, fun water park.
Yeah.
But I think there's enough of those, like, connective areas that it feels like the majority of it, like, was sort of liminal space stuff. Again, as far as my interpretation of it goes. Because even, like, the places where they almost hint at more living spaces, like, there's a little part where there's, like, tiny little apartments that you can see through the windows. You see, like, a duck in one of them and some other weird stuff. But you're still mostly, like, traversing those stairs and looking in these windows, so you're sort of seeing the non-liminal spaces from a liminal space. So it seemed like the liminal stuff to me.
Okay.
Actually, I'm curious, what is a pop interpretation of liminal space to you?
Well, because there's the... So there's, like you said, the transitional space, like, I'm going through this area to get somewhere else. And mm-hmm. so people will show pictures of, like, hallways in hotel rooms, and or not hotel rooms, hotels. Or, like, yeah, school hallways or something. Because, yeah. obviously, like, you're just going through that space. But then there's people that show, like, oh, an office. A pool. And, like, I mean, this game is, like, it features prominently pools. And true. So I think, like, that's what they're focusing on. And a lot of people will say that's a liminal space. And yet, a pool is some place that you go to. You do an activity. It's the focus of that activity. But mm-hmm. sometimes I think people also view, like, I don't know, just places where... Well, you've heard of, like, the concept of, like, a third place, right? Like, not work, not at home, but, like, a different place that you bond with people and hang out.
Oh, yeah, like, I don't know, like a YMCA or a church or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of times people will, like, view any third place that is empty as being liminal because it's in a, like, maybe temporally, it's in a between state where, like, this place will be a place of activity later, but an mm-hmm. empty pool or an empty mall, like, people will consider it, like, a liminal space.
Oh, okay, because it's, like, weird to not see the people there.
Yeah.
Most people don't experience it that way.
Yeah, so that's where I kind of, like, grapple with the meaning of it and, like, am I a liminal purist or... but then, who cares?
You want just hallways forever.
If it is not a hallway, I'm going to powerbomb you through a table if you call it liminal. I will... Meet me in the back rooms at 10 p.m. and we settle this. I will show you the meaning of liminal.
But then you can never find each other because it's all just hallways. You're like, I don't know where they're at.
Yeah, wait. What the hell? I think I've been here for years.
I see what you're saying. So, like, would that be a superior experience? Because essentially at that point it becomes a labyrinth, right?
Yeah, if it was not.
You're just wandering forever. You're like, I don't know anything.
So, I think you do need, like, an eventual, like, destination or a node or something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That's what I feel, because I feel like it gives it those kind of big, woo moments. Like, when you come out upon giant marble statues and, like, a pipe's going through their mouth.
Oh my god, dude.
to reference another part in this game.
Yeah, there's, again, spoiler alerts for anybody, but there's a scene where you just go from, like, you know, hallways, pools, whatever, the occasional statue or giant face, and then there's just, like, what, like, four of them, I would say, these, and they're not, like, full-body statues, like, some of them are just, like, a head and then an arm coming out of, like, the wall, and... There's, like, pipes, or I don't know if there's still the slides, like, going in some of them, or some look like they've hit them in the face and they're recoiling.
Mm-hmm.
It's a, yeah, I don't know, the sense of scale is awesome in it.
What part in life does that scene represent?
I think that might just be, like, where you realize, like, life's ugly. I don't know, you're gonna see people die and fight, and it's not always just like, oh, boo-hoo, I'm lonely in a pool, or yippee, I'm going down a slide. Like, like, there are forces larger than you that are enacting insane violence on each other, and you can just watch.
You saw some chaotic event, whether it's in person or, like, on TV or the news or whatever, and you're just like, oh, God.
I just watch wrestling. Yeah, it's like, holy shit, this is incredible and terrifying.
So that's the first time you watch wrestling represented in the video game. Yeah,
yeah,
I can see that.
Holy shit, you just put them to a flaming table? Are you kidding me? God, that match ruled. But anyway, I'm not here to talk about Edge versus Mick Foley for the Hardcore Championship. I'm here to talk about pools.
Oh, man.
What was the creepiest moment for you going through this?
It was, I actually got to think about that. I know I had these preview questions, but I'm still mulling that one over. Okay. It was either the part that I, like, directed you back towards that you didn't miss. Where, okay, so you're in these little, it's sort of a little maze-like area, I'd say,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You can't really get lost, but there was, like, a couple different little ways to go.
Yeah.
And you could go to the right, which leads you to further parts of the level, or you could go to the left, which it's clearly a dead end. So I don't know why I originally went there in the first place. I think I was just trying to find little Easter eggs. And I did, because you go down that short little hallway, and then you see a hole in the floor, and there's water, like knee-high water in the area. There's a ladder coming up through it, and when you get a little closer, you see there's two hands that are clinging onto the top rung of that ladder. And you can't see anything else from whatever the being might be. You get closer, and one of the hands points at you, like just directly at you, for like a couple seconds before the hands descend back down into the hole. And you can't follow them, because it's in the water, so you can't go down that ladder.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh. Because, you know, on the one hand, I knew there wasn't going to be like things chasing me, but I was like, I'm not alone, so yeah.
Yeah, that was the part where I was like, was I lied to? Like, <Yeah. laughs> is there going to be something in here? That's interesting that you said that the hand points to you, because I thought the hand was just telling me, like, hey, go the other way. So I was like, oh, okay. Like,
that's interesting, because I interpreted it in a worse way, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Much more like, like, you're in danger, because I thought it pointed at me, and I was like, oh, what?
Yeah.
Why me? But that's fair. Maybe it was just pointing in the other direction.
Yeah, who knows? I think that's the fun of this game is, like, I'd like to see what other people think while they're playing it. I originally picked the game because I just, you know, I know you're afraid of stuff and water. And I was like...
He's trying to scare me.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, maybe Axie will lose his mind and it'll be my fault and that'll be good for a laugh. But now I'm like, what does Axie feel? What does he think? What are his hopes and dreams related to the video game pools? But
fortunately, even though water does scare me, I like to be scared for some weird reason. So, yeah. I did not mind, diving into this one.
Okay.
There was another part. What was the duck
that's in the dark? Because that scared the shit out of me.
That one oddly got me, too, because I didn't really see it until I got very close. And somehow, the way I had the brightness settings on my monitor, I only saw, like, the two little white eyes, like, staring at me at first.
Oh, that would have sent me overboard. Like, I would not have been able to approach it. I just saw... Because I saw the, like, large rubber ducks earlier, or, like, the inflatable tubes or whatever. But for the folks at home who haven't played, there are occasionally just these side rooms that are not illuminated at all. And then... One of them had a lone rubber duck floating in it, but from far away, it kind of looked like a person's head, like, slightly above water. And I was wondering if I was just going to, like, run into a person, like, just hanging out in one of those pitch-black rooms.
Would that have made it scarier if it had ultimately been a person? And what would the interaction have been then? Or would they just, like, disappear? Sort of like the hands ladder?
It would have had to have been somebody who just disappears. Because, yeah, I think that would have ruined the magic. If you run into, like a sentient being that, like,
yeah.
Oh, howdy! Like, I would have been like, oh, okay. There's just a
what
fucking...
What are you buying?
Yeah, there's just a fucking guy here? Okay. So, like, if the head had, like, dipped underwater, like, right before I could get nearby, that probably would have, like... fucked with me a bit, but
oh yeah,
having it just be a rubber ducky, like, I don't know, maybe going back to my silly little theory about life, that could be like the, like, childhood fears that are ultimately not founded on anything, like,
mm-hmm.
So I don't know, I just came up with that one though. Or it could be ducks are scary. It might represent that.
Oh, there is a... At one point, I knew the word for fear of a duck staring at you.
Yeah, that is a fucking... I feel like somebody just made that up.
I mean, yeah. Well, everything, all words are made
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
right?
I knew you were going to say
that. Got him.
Yeah. But honestly...
That one was for Stell.
Yeah, hopefully she enjoys that. But that was the scariest moment for me, because it was like, do I... If in any other game, I would not have gone in that room. If I didn't know that it was promised to me that there was no little fucker chasing me around, and I still was hesitant to go in there. So,
I probably would have been just cowering in the first area forever. Like, if this was me, just sitting in a chair, never moving.
Oh, real life?
Probably.
Oh my god, I would have just kept trying to jump up to reach the ladder. I would have stolen a bunch of those plastic chairs and made a pile to try to reach back up.
That's fair, yeah. Alright, well, assuming we couldn't do that, I would just cower forever.
Yeah. dude, there's some weird stuff, too. Like, because it goes from, like, liminal space weirdness to M.C. Escher stuff. But eventually there's, like, a meat tendril thing in the wall. Do you remember that bit?
I do. That was... I want to say that's the only piece of, like, organic structure that you see the whole time, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that may be a question. Cause, well, you could tell it, like, delves into some of the other, I guess, levels in the whole, like, backrooms lore. Because you do get to the yellow wallpaper section, like, once or twice. And I think the section that has, like, the houses that are out on that street, or sorry, there's a street and then there's like houses on either side of it. I think that's another level of the back rooms.
Okay. I'm not familiar with back room stuff, so I'm not hip to it all, but that's cool.
Yeah. So you can tell it's sort of like hinting at the other parts of it occasionally. And what was the part you were talking about?
I was basically just asking about the meat cylinder thing.
Oh yeah,
which
I don't know where that factors in, because I don't remember that like in anything. So it's cool that it, I think it did its own little like, what is this? No clue.
Yeah.
You'll never know.
Yeah, I think they do a few little weird, out of place things, like that swing set. Or you found the sheep, right?
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the only. I guess that's technically organic matter. That was the only like being I think that you encounter in the game where you're just like, okay, and it's alive. Like the sheep is just hanging out on a couch.
Yeah,
really nice looking couch, just chilling.
yeah. And I don't know, I thought it was comforting. I was like, oh look, like a little buddy there. But yeah, kind of weird though, spending the entire game not seeing another living thing, and then there's just a sheep lounging, living it up.
What part of your life did that represent?
Oh, god damn it. I was thinking about it because I was like, yes, this is a part that I want to talk about, but I have no fucking... I don't even have a theory I could not pull out of my ass right now. God, I don't know. Maybe...
I can't either.
Seeing somebody else who doesn't have to struggle in life, they're just completely complacent or in a position where they don't need to continue on. They're just able to chill. I don't know,
they're on a different, totally different path, because maybe like they'll let you can come in, you can be like hey, but then when you gotta go, like they're not gonna come with you.
Yeah, they're just chilling. So
yeah, I like it. That's decent.
And there's nothing stopping you from also doing that, like same with like just jumping in a pool and dying. Like there's nothing stopping you from just going, all right, I guess I'll leave the game running and I'll just chill with the sheep for 10 hours or whatever.
Yeah, that's true. That person found their bliss.
Yeah.
But we choose another path.
That is true. I'm glad that the sheep didn't do anything scary either. I think it's more fun this way.
I don't know if I would have...
Interpretation.
I think I would have been okay with it doing something sort of weird. But not like coming at you.
Yeah.
I think that would ruin it. But if it had like... I don't know. If it had like looked at you...
Pretty low maybe. Bar. That's a pretty low bar.
Maybe
for
maybe
creepy.
Said something backwards. So I don't know.
Maybe like something really minor, but like every time you look away, it switches position on the couch. Like it's just turned around a different way. I think that'd be a little weird.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. It would have been epic if it like stood up on its hind legs, pointed at you, and then its mouth was like a big demon mouth, and it screamed. And it got all up in your face, and then the screen blacked out, and then it was back on the couch.
I love it.
Yeah, wound epic, very scary.
And then Freddy Fazbear high fives him.
Yeah, roll credits. Yeah, another masterpiece, another indie horror masterpiece in the books. We fucking did it, Reddit. Yeah. I guess that brings me to another point, and I think we kind of touched on it already, but do you think this would have benefited from, like, some kind of antagonistic force, or do you think it was just fine? I mean, obviously it was fine on its own, but do you think it would have been enhanced by some kind of thing coming after you or doing something? Or would that have ruined it? Okay.
I don't think so. I think in this case, I mean, the game didn't... It clearly wasn't made with, like, any mechanics of that in mind. So to have some, like, really out-of-place part where you're just like, I'm running away now. Yeah, that would have ruined it. Because it would have broke the tension in a way, but not in a good way. Because there's a certain tension throughout the whole game, and it's never really broken. And I feel like that's what keeps it interesting. Because you keep going, like, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? And if that was broken, there'd be, like, this silly little, like, haha moment. Because that, you know, because then the game has to deal with, like, what happens when the monster catches you.
Yeah.
I guess we rewind, and then the monster's, like, still there and running at you, but you're like, oh.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel the same way. And you're right, mechanically, like, it would be very weird. You'd have to redo quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. So, it sucks that we can't argue about that, right?
Yeah, we...
All right, well, wait, let's look at it. Okay. what if it did, though? What if they waited till, like, level 5?
Oh, I...
Because then you're like, oh, it's definitely not going to happen, right? Like, I'm on level 5, like, nothing's happened. Here's a monster.
I feel...
Then...
Okay, hold on. I have an idea brewing here. Instead of the antagonistic force just getting you, maybe it's something like certain rooms or areas start to get closed off if you take certain paths. But I feel like that would still ruin the vibe. Like, I love just the fact that I'm in a giant room and I can just wander aimlessly. So,
yeah.
I can't. I really would not want to tamper with the formula here. I will say this. There were those, like, weird wispy clouds. Or not clouds, but, like, fog balls. I'm doing a terrible job describing these. But there is something, like, floating around this place. And sometimes they seem to float towards you. But one time I noticed one, and it was basically guiding me to, like, an illusory wall, like Dark Souls style, and the wall faded away.
I think that was one of the parts that led to, like, a sauna area, right? Or maybe you were coming out of a sauna area or something like that.
I don't remember. But...
That's fair.
Yeah, so there's some kind of presence here on top of, like, the... You know, the statues have been made by somebody, and there's the arm... guy or whatever, the arm person that points at you or points to where you're
somewhere,
supposed to go
yeah.
and holds doors open for you. But I love that it's all very indirect.
Yeah, I don't know what those little water bubble floating things were either, but I thought something was about to go down the first time I ran through one. I was like, this is its opening attack.
Yeah,
of course, nothing happened.
Yeah. I don't know. It just feels like the game runs on, like, dream logic, where you try to explain a dream, and to anybody else, it sounds like it's complete and utter nonsense, and nothing makes sense. So hopefully that's what this whole episode of me and you talking is going to be like to the listeners. Fingers crossed. Everybody loves listening to their friends ramble incoherently about their dreams.
It does seem like there's something observing you, maybe, for your whole playthrough. And I think it's cool that you never know what that is. You never witness it.
Yeah. Oh, there is that, you like, fall through a tube or something at one of the levels, and you hear a set of footsteps, like, while you're clearly prone on the ground. Like, stunned.
That's right. That's right. And I thought they were setting that up to be like, oh, there's going to be a reveal later. But nope. No, you come down through, you fall on your side, you hear the footsteps running away, and then that's it.
Yeah.
That's all you get.
And do not ask me what that symbolizes, because I do not know. I don't even have
You have to. You have to answer all these questions now.
Yeah, I've got almost 3 hours in pools. I'm pretty much an expert on what it all means. Yeah. So, and this is going to be weird because you and I have, you know, we're arguably different generations, right? I think.
Yeah, that's fair to say.
Yeah, but like the back rooms.
I'm solely in the millennial area, I'd say.
Yeah, and I'm like tail end millennial, possibly Gen Z, who knows. But when we look at like the backroom stuff and we look at the liminal space stuff, we see shit like hotel hallways, we see empty malls. There's the obviously like the back rooms feels kind of like a, would you say like an empty office, like an old style office?
I definitely see it get used a lot. Yeah, yeah. Libraries, classrooms, like you said, in the pop sort of interpretation. Yeah.
Yeah. What would be like the, if people are making like backroom style stuff to feel nostalgic about the modern era right now, like, I guess this doesn't matter that we're in a different generation if I'm talking about modern era. Never mind. Throw that out. Editor, throw that out.
It's gone.
If we're trying to feel nostalgic about this time period, like, what would be the liminal space, the backroom style environment that you would, or like, what would you base it off of?
Oh, that's a good question.
Applebee's parking lot, perhaps?
That's not a bad, it's not a bad entry. God, I actually gotta think, because there's so many, like, so many of us do things online now.
Yeah.
So we're not, like you said, those third spaces aren't as visited these days. But, well, let me think. There's still, like, cafes, coffee cafes, internet cafes, that kind of thing. But that's not scary. I don't think so. I think those are usually, like, nice, warm, welcoming spaces. So I don't think that would work.
I mean, they're all, none of these places are inherently scary. Like,
yeah,
until Freddy Fazbear is there, and then Chucky, and now Chuck E. Cheese is kind of fucked up and evil, and yeah, and like, yeah, I don't know. And you're right. Like a lot of, I mean, I've heard people say that like third spaces are like even moving online. Like people are just going online instead of going bowling or what, like wherever the fuck. So.
We need a solid answer for this, though. We can't let this one hang.
Can't. I mean, the thing I always think of, and this is because, you know, I like going out to eat, like, I don't know, a restaurant? Like, are we going to have Backrooms Restaurant? That sounds so incredibly scariest... lame when I say it
does.
It out loud, though.
What would be, like, the scariest kind of restaurant,
well,
I guess?
Okay, well, it's not that the restaurant is scary, Axie, because like it's not like the like an office is scary. Well, maybe it is if you have a case of the Mondays, but
ooh.
Like, I guess you'd have to imagine like a restaurant with a bunch of tables and booths, like endless rows and tables, and it's all bolted to the ground so you can't easily fling it aside, and then you just see like. Or, I don't know, you just have to constantly weave between all of them until the end of time, awkwardly shuffling sideways. Trying not to bump into stuff. I don't know. Olive Garden?
Endless buffet tables with nothing in them?
No! Oh, God, no!
Nothing!
Jesus Christ, I want my crab rangoons, damn it.
God, that is a good one. Walmart's?
Well, that's like an empty... I guess that's the next logical step. We go from empty mall to empty Walmart, and then the next generation will be nostalgic for empty Amazon warehouse.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't know. Like,
well, maybe like a Sam's Club, because then if it's like a Sam's Club, then you get like the huge ceilings with like the things... stacked up forever, but like no people, and maybe you can't even like reach all the shit at the top, that kind of thing.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. That's one of those like, I feel small compared to like the environment sort of situations. So maybe.
Okay, so we go from abandoned mall to abandoned like superstore.
Yeah.
I honestly could see that. Like, all joking aside, because when I was a young warthog, I was in that transition of like, we had a local mall, but it was like definitely dying, and it had a Walmart attached to it. And then when I got to like middle school, high school, Walmart just opened up a big ass superstore, and it basically like, the mall is still there, but nobody's shopping there compared to Walmart. So maybe we'll get some game devs that are nostalgic for God, for Walmart. If you're nostalgic for Walmart, you need to go outside.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, don't be a weirdo.
Yeah, please don't do that. But there is, God, I haven't seen ads for it in a while, and maybe the project's been abandoned. But you reminded me of that guy who is making a like survival horror game where you're in the endless IKEA. Have you seen anything about that?
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, it's like the like during the day, like the staff, which are like these weird people with like horns for faces and stuff, they're like dormant and
IKEA people, yeah.
Docile. Yeah, yeah. The average Swedish citizen. And then like at nighttime they turn hostile and you have to like gather store supplies to make like little bases or like try to, like you said, like go high up on the shelves and shit to like stay safe. Mm-hmm. So people are exploring that idea, but I also think that might be an SCP entry, like the endless IKEA.
I think it is, because yeah, I think that's where I saw it too. You're right. Is there a crossover between like the SCP backrooms thing? I don't know if there is or not. There probably is.
I don't know either, but there's, I mean, I feel like SCP just taps into like what's popular with like creepypasta and horror stuff. Like anything that's gotten an ounce of notoriety on the internet and is kind of creepy probably has an SCP analog. So there's yeah, endless IKEA, and then there's probably like five other backrooms-esque entries.
Yeah, most likely. Oh, jeez.
So anyway, Applebee's parking lot horror game coming up. Axie, I'm sure you'll get on that. That's a free idea from me.
I could probably make that. Maybe that should be my game jam thing. Yeah. Pretty simple.
I don't know.
Like, some boomer threatens you because you took their like usual parking spot.
Oh my god.
They're regulars.
Is it just endless rows of like cars parked and like you can barely see the Applebee's sign at the center?
Honestly, this is starting to sound scary.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah. Carter?
You get like that one parking spot and then someone like comes at you for it.
Yeah. I mean, the car doors could open to cut you off different paths you're trying to take. Think about it. Think about it, Axie. This is $1 million idea. I think I'm going to scrap this episode so no one hears about it before you can release this game.
No,
just, well, I'll release it later. It'll be the lost tape after you're a millionaire for making...
Sweet.
Backrooms Applebee's. Oh, God. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about in regards to pools, liminal spaces, Applebee's, Finland?
the game does have very cool audio.
Oh,
I think.
Yeah.
They do some really neat stuff with, well, it was subtle, right? They did some cool stuff where you're like staring into like the yawning void and you just get that like rumbling bassy tone in your headphones.
Yeah.
And actually just some of the splashing around and stuff, because you'd come out of a body of water and you'd get little like splashes. It almost sounded like your feet were sticking. Like, I couldn't tell if the person is barefoot.
Yeah.
Or, like, what was going on? Did you notice
that?
It
sounded just like you walking around after being in a pool. Like, yeah, barefoot. I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of, like, and even when you sit down in the chairs and stuff, it seems like it does the I'm probably going to use the wrong term here. Is it like noise attenuation where everything becomes a little bit louder and like bassier?
You are asking the wrong guy. I'm gonna put full faith in you that you used that word correctly.
I did. That's the correct word. If anyone says otherwise, they're wrong.
Yeah, to the pool with you.
Yeah. So I did love, it's not the kind of game that would ever get nominated for like epic sound design, but I think it's really good. And it probably is like an underappreciated art form.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I will nominate it for epic sound design.
Should.
Yeah, I think I might do that. It does have incredible sound design. The part that really got me was the like buzzing of the lights.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, this is really good because this is pretty accurate because this is pissing me off. Like, I want to get
that
away.
Sucks.
I want to get away from these lights. Yeah, that. Good job, people who made pools. Fantastic job with your annoying ass lights. I love the rumbling of the yawning portal, the chasm, whatever the fuck that was. Also, the like occasionally hearing shit in like the vents.
Yeah. You hear some shuffling, rustling around, and just the sound of the vents themselves. It's just the air pushing out. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's a testament to the environment that the game makes that shuffling in vents, like 20 feet away, would be like the closest thing to a jump scare in this game. But I was like, whoa, what the fuck? And the game is otherwise so quiet and like tranquil that it gives you a chance to like stop moving, listen carefully, try to catch what you just heard, but you never do. Like, as soon as you stop moving, like nothing else is gonna make sound.
There were a couple times when, and you did it too, I couldn't tell if I was hearing other footsteps and splashing besides my own.
Yeah,
and I still don't know, like I'm still uncertain.
Yeah, they captured that perfectly, the like paranoia of like you stop walking, okay, was that my footstep echoing or is there something else walking around. Yeah,
you ruled.
Very badass.
Love it.
All right. Anything else before we hop out of the pool? We dry off.
Yeah, my fingers are getting pruny. I guess it's time.
After an hour, I feel like I would be pruny like 20 minutes.
Yeah, honestly, same.
Yeah, I do not have the what would you call that? Like the prune stamina. The resistance to prunage. All right, Axie, is there anything you want to plug?
I would love to have something to plug currently, but I don't. I'm working on a game, but you won't see anything about it for years.
Do we? What? I think it's going to be done in a couple months. By the progress.
Oh, I wish. It's going to take longer than that, unfortunately.
Do we have, like, a game dev studio name? Anything people can keep an eye on?
I have something that I actually have to see if... So my friend Steve, I think he still has the domain name registered years ago. A group of us at work tried to start a different company, and we thought the name we came up with was cool. So we were all gathered around this table trying to, like, come up with a name for the studio, right? We were at someone's house, and one person was unable to have a place to sit because we were one chair short. So as soon as somebody was like, dude, we're one chair short, someone was like, that's the name of the studio.
Yo, that's a good name.
So he still has one chair short registered, I think.
Okay.
And I'm going to see if he'll be like, hey, can we use this maybe going forward? So that might be. We'll see.
Hell yeah.
Well, fuck. Well, if he doesn't have it registered... And then we put this out. They're going to steal it, so I got to check with them right after this.
You've got a few days. I'm believing you. All right, we're One Chair Short Studios, banger game coming out next week. or next year, or within the decade, I'm pretty confident.
To be determined.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
The next big thing. All right, Axie, can you usher us out of here and say the line?
NPC, see you later.